Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NMIC South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Monday night at 9:30 Pacific Time. And by the way, if you can't listen live, you can always listen to the podcast. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com and punch in NWAC South Fast Break Show. You'll get every single show that we have ever done. I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week, and I'm very happy to do that because I talk to four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And as you know, we kind of develop a little theme on this show. I like to ask the coaches all the same question. And, you know, not bragging here, but I got a dandy tonight to ask everybody. So I know we're going to get some great answers to this question. And as we start out every week with Trevor Hopp, the outstanding men's basketball coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College in beautiful, beautiful Coos Bay, Oregon. But much more beautiful, Trevor, than that place. What is that, Eugene, where Lane is, right?
No doubt. I think all of our cities here in Oregon have their own uniqueness and beautifulness, but we definitely do like it down here on the coast. And it was a beautiful day here after the fog rolled away here in the morning. So everything's going good down here.
This is an unbelievable state for any player listening out there, and we often get many want to come and play in the NWAC. You've got everything here. You've got desert, you've got mountains, you've got ocean, you've got greenery, you've got great people, and you've got great coaches, basketball coaches. All right, Trevor, here we go. You always get to lead us off. It's a good position, but sometimes maybe it's an unfair position, but I'm going to ask everybody tonight, what is the greatest thing about NWAC basketball? That's one. Second part about that, one thing you would change about NWAC basketball. You only get to one choice in each one of those, so start out with what's the greatest thing about NWAC basketball?
Well, I think, you know, the great thing about our level and NWAC basketball in particular, it's just a great level, and it's a great opportunity for young men and women on the women's side to continue their education and get a chance to play college basketball. And sometimes some people don't understand how good the basketball is. And this is college basketball, and it is intense and it is hard. And, you know, there are great coaches and great teams, and there's all kinds of different schools and different programs. And but I think it comes down to that opportunity of being able to continue on with education and get a chance to keep playing. That maybe for whatever reason, they weren't ready for a 4-year, they couldn't afford a 4-year, they just, you know, whatever reason it is. And I just think it's a great starting point and a great place where we get to coach young men and help them really develop too. So I think that's the cool part for me.
Great start to the question. On your part, okay, what is one thing, the most important thing to you, the one thing you would change about NWAC basketball?
Well, let me just say this first off, is I think the NWAC did a nice change with the crossover tournaments next year, with them almost being like little pods and they're 4-team classics basically where everybody plays everybody. So I think that's a cool thing that the NWAC did to improve our conference. And so the crossover tournaments next year are going to be exciting and you're guaranteed 3 games. So that's a cool thing. You know, just the change of the playoff situation. I think we've made a step back in the right direction. But delaying it out 2 weeks, I think, is, I don't know. We'll just have to see how that goes. So you know, I like the tournament the way it used to be a few years ago, but you know, we'll have to see how the playoffs play out this year and how the tournament works out with the back-to-back weekends at the end of the season. But I always liked the tournament the way it was set up there, and even if it was back in the Tri-Cities, but you know, some people didn't like that area, but I could handle
Trevor,
that.
Kind of briefly explain that, what has happened with all the changes, you know, change this year and then a change for next year. If you could kind of go through that, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, this year they had, you know, the first round was hosted at, you know, the number one team or the number two team from a region. And, you know, if you lost that, you were out and went home. Next year, and it was basically single elimination. And until the second weekend, it actually was double elimination, where next year it's going to be all single elimination and all games will be at Everett College up there in Washington. And, you know, but the whole tournament's going to be single elimination, but, you know, you'll come up there for one weekend. And if you're lucky enough to win, you play those two games and you win them both. You know, you'd have to come all the way home and then go all the way back the following weekend for basically a Final Four. So, you know, a lot more travel maybe, but we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, we will. That's a good way to put it. Hey, Trevor, is it fair to say one thing that really gripes me personally is I often hear, well, that NWAC doesn't, you know, the students aren't that great and everything. NWAC's got a lot of great students, and it's got a lot of people that have made themselves into great students.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, that's what I think about. It's just that opportunity. And some of them, you know, are good students and great students, and they just want, you know, maybe it's cost or maybe it's being close to home or whatever. So there's a lot of really good student athletes at our level, and the basketball is good. But for whatever reason, yeah, they're you know, good students still come to the NWAC, and there's lots of good ones out there.
Great job tonight getting us started, Trevor. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Greg. We'll see you later.
You betcha. Enjoy your summer. Now let's swing up to the before-mentioned Eugene, Oregon, and talk to Bruce Jopka, the head men's basketball coach at Lane Community College. And, Bruce, right off the bat, what's the greatest thing about the NWAC basketball besides Cliff Wagner's hospitality room?
I was going to say you're the best thing about NWAC basketball, my brother. There's no doubt you've given us a voice. You've given us a face to the coaches, and we enjoy seeing you out at games and that kind of deal. We were in Salem this weekend at a big AAE recruiting event and saw a lot of NWAC coaches, and we all said we were going to invite you down to a home game of ours. So we expect to see you on the road besides seeing you at the Clackamas Arena. We got to see you out and about on the roads. We might even have to give you like a per diem for gas and a meal or something like that.
Well, can I walk to Lane? I can walk to Clackamas, and I often do, even in the rain.
No, we gotta get you on the road here. We're a road dog, you know. You got to enjoy some of these NWAC venues to see what we have to put up with when we're playing on the road and that kind of deal. So I think it'd be good for the soul to get out in that Cadillac of yours and go see some NWAC venue basketball games.
Well, I might as well tick everybody off tonight because, you know, my favorite conference for a long time was the Northwest Conference, which I'm a product of. Then I dropped them. Then I went to the Cascade Collegiate Conference. I dropped them, and now it's the NWAC. I'm with the NWAC forever until I die. So here we go.
We welcomed you with open arms. We you're one of us now. You're a JUCO road dog. I love it. There we go.
Bruce, what's one thing that I know there's probably more than one thing for everybody, but what's the really paramount thing that you'd like to change with NWAC basketball?
Wow. I love the NWACs. I'm privileged and proud to be coached in NWAC, but there's some things that I would love to change. One is I'd love national recruiting too. I'd love to be able to give our student athletes a full ride, and I know all that comes down to money. And I wish third thing would be, and it's not a big thing, but it's just a little pet peeve of mine, is I always wish that they would move the NWAC tournament or the crossover tournament to the first weekend that you can play basketball games. I think it'd be a great kind of tip off for everybody. Piggyback what Trevor said, I think it's great that they did the crossovers a 14 deal, so you can have a round robin kind of thing. You know who you're going to play. You get three games, and there are six teams I think in it now. I don't even know how many teams are in it, but I think it's by lowering the teams, I think it's you're guaranteed three games. And just think it would be fun if it was like the tip-off weekend and sort of get the season started off with everybody having sort of on the same kind of footing and sort of excitement of starting the year off. But, you know, those are three things that I probably would want to see change. Not that any three of those things are going to happen, but, you know, I'm shooting for the moon kind of thing.
Bruce, you're kind of in a town now that's got getting a basketball notoriety. The Ducks, I have gone out on a limb again, and I think the Ducks are going to play in the final game this year in the NCAA tournament, and I'm sticking with it. I always do my predictions early on. Northwest Christian has an outstanding coach. Mr. Jackson has really brought them up, and you guys are always tough. There's a lot of good basketball in Eugene and good high school basketball.
Yeah, I was going to say, definitely also there's good high school basketball. You know, there's some good players and very well-coached teams. It's definitely I don't know if we want to use a basketball hotbed kind of thing, but there's a lot going on. And, you know, I think – even back when you were, you know, a young man, that I think, you know, was probably thriving back then too. I've heard some good stories about different coaches and different players. So it's a fun place to be, you know, for basketball and all sports in general. We had a recruit on campus today, and his dad was asking me, you know, how are the football Saturdays here in Eugene? And it was fun to talk to him about that kind of stuff. But it's a fun place. I'm happy to be here without a doubt, and privileged to be the head coach at Lane Community College, no doubt.
And it won't be long till we have an exciting season in front of us. And, of course, I know Cliff is probably just stomping his feet there for me to say, you know, yes, Barney Holland really put North Eugene basketball on the map, one of the greatest coaches in the history, high school coaches in the history of the state. And that's good summary on Eugene, but we got an NWAC season that isn't that far away. And I know it's 3 months or whatever, but just think about 3 months past how quick that goes.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it. The weather will start changing and it'll be time to be locked in that gym. Can't wait to get it rolling.
Yeah, and what are you most looking forward to this year? I know that you think you're going to have a pretty good team, so that's kind of exciting.
It is, and I'm looking forward to, you know, the kids, the people, and keep developing those relationships and figuring out what makes the new guys tick and relying on the returners and their leadership and work ethic and competitive spirit. So that's the funnest part for me, is getting the new guys that we think are going to help us, you know, on campus, and then get the returners back and try to mix them like a big old salad and try to make it work and, you know, get guys to buy in and that kind of thing. So the people are by far the funnest, the kids, and, you know, that stuff just is priceless.
Thanks for the nice comments tonight, Bruce, but quite frankly, I'm a pimp on a butt in the big scheme of things when it comes to the NWAC. I couldn't do this program without you four great guys, and I often think of Jeff Gabor was with us for a long time and a great person in his own right. So thank you. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Monday night.
Thanks, Greg, and you're our pimple, and we absolutely love you. Take care.
You betcha. Thank you, Bruce Chopka, the head men's coach at Lane Community College. Now let's swing up to my, very close to my birthplace, Portland Community College. I was born at Emmanuel Hospital, great hospital, which Tony Broaddus knows well. Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach of Portland Community College. How are you doing tonight, Tony?
I'm doing awesome, Greg. I'm doing great. I was born at Emmanuel as well, so we share that in common. But, yeah, good to have you. Good to be on. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, always great to have you on. You've been on from day one, Tony, big contributor to this program. Okay, same question for you. What's the greatest – there's many great things, but what in your mind is the greatest thing about the NWAC, despite and in lieu of you winning an NWAC championship, which was pretty great?
Well, you know what, Greg? There's a lot of things I like, so I don't know if I could say what's the best, but one thing I am impressed with is the integrity of the coaches. You know, it's I don't see a lot of the negative recruiting where you're talking about other programs and trying to knock other programs down to make yourself look good. I talk to a lot of kids who are going different places, and I don't hear that type of stuff. And, you know, when I was coaching high school, I saw a lot of that because I was fortunate to have some Division I guys, high recruits, and I saw some of that negative stuff. So I'm pretty impressed with the coaches in the NWAC. They recruit, you know, hard, and they do their job. But it's from what I see, if they don't get a kid, they're not tripping. They let the kid go, and they keep moving, and they work on their teams.
Very well said. So accurate and very well said on your part, Tony. How about the maybe one thing that really stands out that you'd like to change personally?
Well, I got a few things there, too. Only one thing I would say, though, is it's a lot of – every year is something different. I've only been around 4 years, so I can't speak to how long it's been doing this. But it seems like since I've been here every year – there's a change, and there's a change in the playoffs. There's a change in the All-Star game. There's a change in this. There's a change. And that's kind of starting to get on my nerves just a little bit. You know, I'd like to see some things stay consistent for a while, and make sure we let things roll for a bit. Like the All-Star game, you know. And again, I'm new, so I can only speak to from what I've seen, but I really think that All-Star game has the potential to be something special, but from my perspective, it's like, well, the folks who have to do all the work don't really want to do it. They don't want to spend another weekend, and that's kind of unfortunate to me. And it may not be the truth, but it looks like it from my end, and I'm like, hey, I'm raising my hand going, well, let me do something. I'll jump in. Let's make this All-Star game special. Let's not let it fade away. Just a little couple things like that, I guess I'd say.
Sure, very good. And you know what? I haven't lost my mind here, Tony, but I've often thought the NWAC All-Star game with a chance, a backup plan, but play it outside. How great would that be?
Yeah, I'm all for trying all kind of things. I mean, but don't let it go away. Just, you know, for whatever reason, outside could be pretty fun.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. Tony, it won't be long now, and I know you're very excited about your potential for your team. Of course, I always say paper is only good to write on, but it's going to be another knockdown dragout in the NWAC South. A lot of great teams.
No doubt. And, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm taking it slow. I'm not even thinking about those days because when they come, it's a war. It's a war every night, you know. I mean, because the guys, they got good players. The coaches do a good job. And the different venues are tough to play in. And so, yeah, it's going to be a drag out, knock them out, drag them out, brawl every night. But we'll be ready. We're slowly building a team, and we should be pretty tough.
And you know, speaking about how tough the NWAC South is, Tony, what's the best way in your expert mind to prepare for that tough conference games that you play in the NWAC South? How best do you do that in the preseason?
Well, I think you got to play good teams. You got to play good teams because you know when the time comes, that's all you're going to be playing for, and they're going to be league games. So you can't be afraid to get losses on your record. by playing away or top-ranked teams or whatever, or even teams that aren't in the NWAC or National JUCOs. That's, I think. And then, you know, and just get that experience. But I also will say this, though. If you're a team that hasn't won a lot of games, I wouldn't recommend scheduling those opponents. I think you got to have a balance. You got to play some teams that you can beat so that you get some momentum and some confidence going into league. But at the same time, if you're an established program, I don't think beating up on teams that aren't of your caliber is going to prepare you for the NWAC South. I really don't. But you know, so it's a combination of things, but it's definitely a grind when you get in the league season.
All right, Tony, we'll take you out with, have you hit a home run yet this year?
No, I've turned it into more of an Ichiro-type hitter, I think, Greg.
Well, the Korean Baseball League just completed their bunt derby. They're bunt derby, not butt derby, but bunt derby, because they don't have a lot of home run hitters. So maybe you could be in that, Tony.
That's hilarious. I tell my brother that one. He'll be like, yeah, you should.
Yeah. All right, very good, Tony. We'll talk to you again next Monday night. Thanks for bringing it on this program every week.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Take care.
You betcha. That's Tony Broaddus, head men's coach at Portland Community College. Now we'll close out the program with Cliff Wagner, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College, where I always say, if you can't find it, don't go. Great college, great spot, great parking, and you'll be able to go up and you'll even get a conversation with Cliff Wagner, 41st year of coaching. Basketball, phenomenal. Good evening, Cliff.
How you doing, Greg? And I haven't hit a home run all summer either. In fact, I haven't hit a home run in 31 summers, I think, since I last played slow pitch softball. But I did hammer some stuff in Farragut Park and Delta Park once upon a time. But I did hit some pro.
Oh, very good, Farragut Park. Boy, that brings back a lot of memories. My dad coached at Jansen softball team for years, and they were right below Irvine Flores. So as a little peeper, I went to a lot of softball games, Cliff.
Well, you know, I loved I got out of college, and my basketball days were behind me, but there was a lot of good athletes playing slow-pitch softball back then and a lot of ex-basketball players. So it was really competitive, and I love slow-pitch softball. I just love the action, you know, almost virtually every pitch. So those were good days. But I did have some prodigious drives today at the Clackamas Invitational Golf Tournament, and we had a great time. And I wanted to give a shout-out to all the people that made for a great fundraiser today at Arrowhead Country Club, and just a beautiful day, beautiful facility, great day of golf, and raised another $40,000 or $50,000 for scholarships for Clackamas Community College. So that's a lot of fun.
Phenomenal. That is terrific. Good news. Good news. Nothing like raising a lot of money at a golf tournament. Hey, Cliff, what's the greatest thing about the NWAC? You've been around it a long time. You've won championships. You've won region championships. You've mentored a lot of young men. You've mentored coaches. Lay it out there.
Well, the greatest thing that about coaching at the NWAC or any other level is your relationship with the players that you have over the years and the coaches you get to coach with. There's nothing that's greater than that. One of the greatest things about the NWAC, I thought, was our 16-team tournament, and we managed to dissemble that, which I think is a tremendous mistake. Last year we didn't have it. We didn't have a banquet for all the teams that made the men's tournament. I think that's I just think that goes with being a tournament. Just like Tony was talking about, you know, every level has some type of all-star game that they do, whether you're high school at any level or any of the college divisions, and we just don't do a very good job with that stuff either. I do like the new crossover tournaments. I can tell already. I think that's a great idea. I just think that's going to spread that out, and it's going to reduce travel for as many people and give more people a chance to host teams, and I think that's going to be a really good thing for NWAC basketball.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a good thing for attendance, Cliff.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Bruce was talking about, you know, being able to help kids. And that's a great thing, too. Every year at Clackamas, we give away something just south of $40,000 to our players in athletic tuition waivers for our team. And, college credits are up to $90 a credit now, and our tuition waiver covers 18 credits. So that's a nice way to be able to help those guys and to see them go on and be successful and get a good start in college. That's one of the greatest things about NWAC basketball, too. One of the worst things, our travel. You know, we travel in these horrible 15-passenger vans. If there's a worse way to travel, I don't know. If there's a more unsafe vehicle to travel in, I'm not aware of it. But that's what we have to travel in. And, you know, think about the tournament setup next year. If Trevor makes it, you know, past the first weekend and gets his team to the Final Four, he's going to travel twice to Everett within about 10 days. They're going to spend something like 45 or 48 hours just on the road. And that's just – I don't know that that's the best thing for our student-athletes, that kind of travel. What really needs to happen, it needs to be at one site, 16 teams, maximize it like we did before, find a better facility than we had in Tri-Cities, move it to a place, a proper facility, and treat it like the showcase event it ought to be. That's my soapbox for the NWAC tournament.
No problem. Very good. And, Cliff, address my comments about that students sometimes get an unfair rap in the NWAC.
Well, they really do. You know, my kids this year maintained a 3-point as a team for the entire year, and that's really, really good for college basketball. Our kids, our athletic department at Clackamas won the President's Cup as the top academic institution among 37 in the NWAC, based on things like total credits, degrees earned, factors like that. We're the top-rated academic institution in the Northwest among community colleges. We're really proud of that. But kids at Clackamas go on. They get their degrees. They move on. We find them scholarships, and they get to play a couple more years, hopefully. So that's one of the neatest things about being in NWAC is bringing these kids in and trying to help them get to the next level and whatever it is they need, whether it's academic, whether it's skill, whether it's strength, develop a plan. And then they have to stay with it. They have to focus on it. They have to actually do the work still. You can't do it for them. But to lay down a roadmap of success and see so many kids follow it and be successful is a very rewarding aspect of what we all do.
And, Cliff, speaking about rewarding, got about a minute and a half. Take us out. I can hardly wait for your holiday Christmas tournament, which is the 28th, 29th, and 30th of December every year. Do you have the same teams returning this year? And just talk about that in about the minute that we have.
Well, it's always a great tournament. It's right before league starts. We always have sort of a crossover setup with two teams from each region. This year we have the same tournament field as last year. We've had the same tournament field about 4 years in a row. It's a great tournament, and we always give people the first option to come back, and everybody keeps wanting to come back every year, so that's where we are. We try to do a great hospitality room. It's everybody's kind of in the Christmas spirit, and it's not like who wins the tournament. It's everybody wants to try and get three really good ball games in just before league starts in January and kind of peak mentally and physically. So it's usually a great time and great basketball, great friends at holidays, and some great chili in the hospitality room.
Very good. Thanks for all you've done for basketball in general, and thanks you all you've done for the NWAC, and thanks for creating a great Sunday night program with our clinic. Cliff, I got another deal from a guy from Kentucky today that wanted to listen to all of them because he thought it was so great, the ones he listened to. So congratulations on all that stuff, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Well, thanks to you for doing all you do and for bringing this focus to NWAC basketball, Greg. I really appreciate it. I know the other coaches do, too.
It's an honor to work with you guys. I'm humbled by it. I sincerely mean that. Thank you, Cliff. Thank you, all you coaches, and thank you, listeners. We're here every Monday night, and we love it when you listen. Good night, everyone, and don't forget to make your free throws.